It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill, the segment brought to us in support by the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They are inviting you to join the local business leader community to get connected, stay informed, and drive progress. Visit their website, carolinachamber.org, to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership today. It is Wednesday, so we're talking Orange County, and joining me on the phone, as she typically does, Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Renee Price. Renee, how are you?
I'm fine. Good afternoon.
Welcome back to North Carolina. We were just talking before we got on the air about how you've had a whirlwind of the last few days heading to the conference for the National Association of Counties, which is usually a big yearly get-together, back to being in person after a year off during the pandemic. How did it all go?
Oh, it was quite exciting. It was so good to see old friends, meet new friends, to be back together again. You know, with so many people having been vaccinated, and it was good. It was really, really good. It was nice. It was a hybrid, though. Some people did not come for various reasons, and including, you know, not having put it in their budgets, not knowing what was going to happen, or some people may not still feel comfortable being out in public. And there were some people still wearing masks. But it was a very good conference, I think, and it lifted people's spirits to be back together again.
That is great to hear. I imagine it was busy. It lasted over the last couple of days and was in Maryland. And, of course, it's a big gathering from people from all over the country. So before we kind of dive into specific things that were discussed, I'm curious. You've been before, and I know that other county commissioners, too, go. When you are going and you're representing Orange County, what kind of perspective do you try and bring to this? What kind of representation do you want to bring and have Orange County be on this kind of national scale with all these other representatives?
Well, of course, we all share our stories of what we're doing in our county, some of the issues we have and what we're doing well, some of the successes that we've had over the years. For example, I've been able to brag a bit about what we do here in Orange County, our Stepping Up initiative, and helping to keep people with mental illness out of our jails, out of our prisons, what we're doing on pretrial release and diversion programs, and we've got an excellent thing going there. And then, of course, with the arts, I'm on the Arts and Culture Commission. Well, actually, last year I was chair of the Arts and Culture Commission, and I was reappointed this year to serve another term as the chair of NACO's Arts and Culture Commission. And explaining to other, and sharing stories, as I said earlier, about what we are doing in Orange County and in the Triangle to boost the arts. I met one of the new commissioners in Wake County, and we were talking about our big night in for the arts and how successful that was. And, you know, we thought, well, no, we've got to figure out a way to promote that again, you know, or further. So, there's a lot of opportunity.
Definitely. It definitely sounds like it. So opportunity, of course, to represent, but also an opportunity to learn what other counties are doing and to discuss things that are being experienced across local governments everywhere. As you said, very involved in the arts side of things, but on the general side, what were some of the big topics, or what are some of the things that you found yourself taking away from the conference?
Well, I'm also on the Justice and Public Safety Policy Steering Committee, and so we did some work. You know, we do go there to do work. It's not a vacation. And we put forth resolutions the NACO staff will take to Capitol Hill and continue through the year to work on those initiatives and the resolutions that we endorse and support. One of them that I introduced and that got approval, we had to go from our Arts and Culture Steering Commission to the Justice and Public Safety Steering Committee, and that was one to encourage Congress to fund the Juvenile Justice Delinquency Prevention Incentive Grants at the Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention, also known as OJJDP, to put more money into programs that will help our justice-involved youth to be able to get through some of the trauma that they experienced growing up. And so this would be something that between OJJDP and the National Endowments for the Arts, and hoping to get, more, well, we were suggesting $61.5 million from OJJDP in order to initiate some of these programs or to continue them. And they've been collaborating for years, yet this is a way to continue to boost that. Another item that actually the one item that had debate, and we had several steering committees and a number of resolutions that get put forth, and the only one that had any debate was one on gun violence, but it did pass, and that was a resolution on declaring gun violence as a national public health crisis. And that was one in which we had to realize that even if it's not happening in your community, we are one country, one nation. And if it's affecting communities in Chicago or, Houston, Texas, or even Orange County, rural areas, we all have to come together and address, the fact that too many Americans are being killed every year through gun violence.
Yeah, and of course, also you can kind of peel back the layers and say, well, the local governments might be some of the best place to act on this, considering how much of a discussion it is around and the differences that exist on the state and federal level when it comes to gun violence, too. And I also imagine it's sort of a similar discussion when it comes to public safety, which I think it's fair to say has been really top of mind on many local governments and other government levels since George Floyd's death last year.
Right. Yes, indeed. Then we talked about other issues as well. FEMA, North Carolina is one that really does get hit with various types of natural disasters, as well as Louisiana and places around the country. And so we talked about that there. We have a steering committee on health and human services, and we talk about education, rearing of children, schools. So it's a pretty wide range of issues that we discuss, because there's this motto that we usually say at these conferences, and that it's at the local level where the rubber the road. We are the ones, it's the county commissioners, or some places there are legislators or police jurors, they have different names depending on what state you're in. But we are the people that our constituents see on a regular basis in the grocery store, walking down the street. And we take care of those everyday needs. Unlike some of our, when you get to the state and national level, yes, they're dealing with policy issues and programs that affect us every day, but it's at the local level though that we really try our best to address those everyday needs on an everyday basis.
We're speaking with Chair of the County Commissioners here in Orange County, Renee Price. You can find their website, orangecountync.gov, and we're talking about the conference held over the weekend for the National Association of Counties, which Renee attended. Their website, if you are looking for highlights, is NACO, NACO.org. Renee, anything else from that conference you think that Orange County community members would find interesting or could learn that would provide some perspective of some local government topics?
Well, another one actually is cybersecurity, and I was very pleased to see some folks from Chapel Hill there. There is a conference that they usually, or a session, an all-day session, or I think it's a training, that they usually hold for our communications officers, our CIOs, and our chief information officers. And Council Member Ty Nguyen, along with friends Andrew and Pavani, were there to get information on that. And I think it's something that that's an issue that is growing exponentially as, people become more sophisticated with malware and all these other things that can really shut down a town, a community, a county. So I think it's important that we keep up to date with how to protect ourselves and have, that hard backstop when it comes to, our whole communication system with the internet. So much information is on the internet now. We don't deal with paper the way that we used to. And of course, you know, when you have paper, you have to worry about a fire or something, you know, your paper's getting damaged. But, you know, with the internet world, it's there's so much to have to deal with in terms of being shut down or people stealing your information and all of that. So that whole security issue is big. And then, you know, related to that, of course, our number one issue across the nation is broadband. And so we're still continuing to work on broadband. It is not just a problem that we have in Orange County. It is across the nation, and making big efforts to try to encourage at the national level as well as the state level.
Oh, we might have lost you there, Renee, but we are speaking with Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Renee Price, about her trip to the conference for the National Association of Counties. If you want to check out their website, it is NACO.org. And Renee, we've got to begin to finish up our conversation, but one thing I want to make sure we take some time to mention is that the Board of Orange County Commissioners currently has a vacancy that is hoped to be filled by this fall or so, but applications are due by next Monday or so. How has the application process gone so far in terms of submissions? And I'm hoping that you can help us put out a call to action if there's anybody out there who wants to learn more.
Well, first of all, am I back on?
Yes, you are. You are.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes, the deadline is coming up. People need to go to the website and apply. I think people are still filling out applications. To my knowledge, I've not heard that we've gotten any in. Our clerk, Laura Jensen, is collecting the applications. So, you know, with that extra little time, I think people are filling. We get a lot of questions, and very in-depth questions. I try to get them down to 12, but they're pretty intense. So I think people are taking their time to fill out the questions. And I've had several people to call and inquire. And I hope that people will apply, and but they also have to realize that they will be if they want to keep the seat, they will be filing also in December to run in the March 2022 primary. But it's an exciting time, and you know, we'll see what happens.
Is the plan, if for some reason nobody files at all, Renee, is the plan just to leave that board seat vacant? Because we've seen Chapel Hill Town Council do that for theirs. They ultimately decided that it was just better to wait until the next election period to go through. And with such a small gap between September and March, is that a possibility on the county commissioner level?
I know, because, well, number one, I'm unsure if Chapel Hill actually put out a request when their vacancy happened. We've got a request out. I've had three people to call me already. And even with the filing in December and election and the primary in March, the person will still serve until December of 2022. It's just that our primary, you know, is early in the year, and then the general election in November. And then, but so they would, whoever gets the seat still serves until the end of next year.
Right. That's a good point. That's a good point. Well, if you want to check out the applications for that, again, due by Monday, July 19th, you can head to the Orange County Government's website, orangecountync.gov. Renee, as always, thanks so much for the time. Anything else you want to add here at the end?
Well, I just want to say we've done a great job with that, you know, staying with the COVID pandemic, staying safe, and now getting vaccinated. We've got close to 70% of our population vaccinated, but we still need to keep going. The Delta virus variant is serious, so I encourage people that if you're still on the fence about getting that vaccination, please go and get vaccinated. It's safe, and we want everyone to be safe, and it will really help the entire community if people do that, especially as we're getting out and about more and more. So I just want to say kudos to our team, our Emergency Operations Center, all of the people that were on the front line, people that volunteered, that switched jobs, whether you were a bus driver at one time and then wound up, you know, delivering food. We appreciate you, and we still have a way to go. And we've got to hang in there together, and we'll defeat this thing together.
You can find more information on COVID-19 vaccines through Orange County and many of the other things we've been talking about today by heading to orangecountync.gov. As always, Commissioner Price, thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care.